As born-again believers, we follow the great victorious one, Jesus Christ. He has overcome death, hell, and the grave, and is now seated in glory in the heavenly realm. Jesus' finished work on the cross gives each of us all we need to overcome the enemy and live an abundant, victorious life. The Word of God tells us that no matter what the enemy brings at us, we are more than able to overcome him. Romans 8:37 says this, "Yet in all things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us." Not only has the Lord given us the authority to conquer the enemy and advance his kingdom on this earth, he expects each of us to walk out his victory and to be overcomers. This truth will become increasingly more important as the end of the age unfolds. When you look at the letters to the seven churches found in the second and third chapters of Revelation, the exhortation and condemnation for the deeds done belong to all those who are part of the churches. But the promises of final blessing are given to a select group, a group of believers near and dear to our Lord's heart, to him who overcomes.